It's a Daily Talk Show, episode 368.
Oh my God, you have the memory of a goldfish, dude. We just had a whole discussion in our studio.
That's right, yeah.
So we're in our brand new studio. I've just plunged my coffee. I get that sort of mid-morning, just that little rumble in the belly. You know, if you're on the train right now, if you're going for a run, you're thinking, I'm just a bit hungry. You know, it's that time of morning.
Well, I definitely, it's funny you bring that up because I put it in the Asana to talk about snacks.
Yeah, I'm all for talking about snacks if it means that on those days where you're doing your whatever 500 calories, you actually eat something because you're grumpy as fuck.
No, well, I woke up this morning and my tum-tum, it was nothing like, it wasn't like I had spitty bum or anything. I was fine. But it was just, I had I just felt a bit unsettled. It's like when you wake up at 4 o'clock, like to go to the airport, you have that sort of the feeling in the stomach, like you need like a bacon and egg McMuffin.
Have you had a coffee yet, baby?
Yeah. That's why I was so wired during our
I got pumped during our whip. So every morning we do like a stand up. What is a whip stand? A work in progress. Yeah. Yes. And so I got a bit pumped this morning.
Yeah.
This good stuff happening.
Mm. Yeah. Well, on our Instagram account, the Gronk Squad is starting to become more active.
Yeah. Unleash. Unleash the Gronk Squad.
But you're spending more and more time on social media now.
No. So I've been going to the gym at night time just because Josh Atkinson and I were chatting on the DMs and he's got a baby that's almost similar age to Bodhi. Yeah. Baby.
I think. When do they become a non-baby?
Similar age to Bodhi.
Well, I'm still a baby.
You are still a baby. This is an infant.
Yeah.
Actually, what's an infant classed as? What's the age range of an infant? I should know this based on like clothes and the shit you buy. It's all got the range anyway.
97.
Bodhi's wearing 4-year-old clothes and he's fucking 2. He's a beast. He's a beast.
Is he?
He's a big rugby player.
Is he overweight, do you think?
Maybe. I wouldn't call a kid, like a baby at that age, 2, 3, when are they overweight? They're just fucking storing.
I have a theory that if you're a fat little kid, if you're a fat baby, you have a better metabolism when you're older.
Oh, you'll be lean.
Yeah, because I was a real skinny little baby.
Yeah.
And my friend Kyle Hobson, who could never drink a whole glass of Coke, remember him?
Yeah.
Mum would always get angry because I'd give him a big glass of Coke and he couldn't finish it.
Couldn't finish it.
Kyle was a fat baby.
Yes.
Very sort of skinny boy slash man.
Okay. Well, I was a skinny kid and I'm still pretty skinny.
Were you a skinny baby though?
I was similar to Bodhi. Yeah, I guess. But Bodhi's definitely not fat. Let's say that. He's just got a few rolls. I like just sort of, I love it that he doesn't know. Like when I pinch my stomach, sometimes I even like pull my pants over my stomach. It makes me feel better.
My favorite thing to do.
It's why Spanx have taken off. It's why Lululemon clothing feels so nice.
That's what I don't know if I'm the only one, but I use my undies band as a Spanx. I remember my mum teaching me when I was young, because when you are a little bit overweight, you tend to not know where your waist is. So I remember whenever I'd get tailored,
tubular through the middle.
Yeah, well, I always thought like my waist or whatever was sort of where my gut finished. Mm. And I would always be, I remember, the fucking the Deb or whatever, where you get like fitted for a suit.
Yeah.
And that always surprised me with, it's like right near sort of the belly button.
Yeah.
But I was definitely a kid growing up who, when I'd wear my board shorts, I was like, over belly button, board shorts.
And then you'd wear the t-shirt.
Yeah. Are you into the pool? Innie or an outie?
I'm an innie, not an outie. Outies are much rarer these days.
Mm. What about
show of hands, please?
3D Dill, are you an innie or an outie?
Innie.
Mr. 97?
I'm still confused. What does innie mean? I'm so
You've not heard of this?
No.
An innie belly button or an outie belly button?
Oh, no, in. No.
You're in?
Yeah.
You're in?
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay.
So you understand now? Have you heard it before?
No, I don't think so.
I just remember seeing kids at primary school when I was in primary school with outies.
My brother Jace had one,
yeah.
More likely, I think, to maybe have a hernia.
Really?
Yeah, because I know my bro Jake, you could like, there was a point where it's like, he's like, feel this. I'm like, oh, wow. He's like, yeah, that's my intestines.
I think it, no, I don't think it's an intestine.
Can you look up what a hernia is?
A hernia is, there's a sort of a split in fascia or something that allows, like, the lining of where your intestines sit, and the intestines can come out. But we're talking about a belly button. Yeah, a belly button is not an intestine coming out.
Yeah, I know. But what I'm saying is, I reckon that people with outies are more likely to have hernias. Can you look that up as a specific question?
I don't know if that's a thing, dude. Because I don't know if they're in relation to each other. So I've cut Bodhi's umbilical cord.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, it's so cool. I'm just thinking about, like, he is now, and just doing these things that were just so, so weird at the time. Like, I cut, the doctor was like, the nurses were like, no, I don't think it's time. The doctor's like, nah, let him cut it. It was really nice.
Well, because he just wanted it. He's like, this fucking guy's over my shoulders with the scissors. Just let him cut it.
No, I didn't even have the scissors in my hand, but Amy was bleeding out a bit, and the doctor was all cool with it. And the nurses were like, you know, I guess you want nurses to be fucking a bit panicky. But I had faith in the doc.
You were just like, when do I do it? When's my bit? You're like the kid.
No,
at,
I
like,
didn't even know. I didn't even.
School
I was
musical.
So, mate, it is the most fucking surreal experience. There's just shit happening. Yeah.
Your side
legs
of stage.
Open,
just getting
baby ready. Coming out of a vagina. It's fucking crazy. Anyway, the baby comes out, and then he's like, hand it. And I cut it, and it just cut like butter. It was lovely. It was
like, can you design any or an outie based on
this
scissors?
This is what I don't know, because then they put like a clamp over the bit of the umbilical cord. And then over the next couple of days, it falls off.
When did they learn that that's what you do?
I know.
Do you reckon at the beginning, everyone just had their umbilical
cord still attached to the placenta? Like, it's
just fucking walking around with it.
Dude, it's full on.
Did you guys keep the placenta?
No, but you should see it, because you have to give birth to it.
People do like crazy. So they put it in cakes and shit, don't they?
It's attached, and then it's this big thing at the end. Dude, it is the most amazing experience. Yeah. It's fucking so cool. That's why, like, you should just try it. Have a kid. It's lovely. I had a moment last night. Bodhi's in the bath, and he was just singing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, na, 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 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. He's singing that song. He doesn't know the words in the middle.
Uh-huh. Do you?
No, not at all. I can't remember them. But I just had this moment looking at him, and it was like a movie. It was flashing between the birth suite, mm-hmm. and him coming out, and just the fucking feelings. And then this kid now who is talking, and just, he's a little human with a personality. And I was like, started tearing up. I'm a fucking emotional wreck now, yeah. that I'm a parent.
Big baby.
And so I'm sort of, tears coming out, and then all of a sudden he's got this cup, and he's just going, and he's putting it over his dick and saying, "Dicky."
I don't think I was that obsessed. I don't remember being that obsessed with my dick when I was a kid.
I don't know, mate.
Do you think, are you pushing it on him?
Not at all. He had a cup, and he was just like doing this and saying,
him
"Dicky."
Saying, "Dicky." How did he, like,
it? I don't know. They just know Dicky, and fucking, it's crazy.
I remember you calling it a doodle.
Doodle, Dicky, but I
for years I thought it was a vagina based on, I thought Fanny was short for vagina. Did you
That's
not think
great.
That?
No, not at all, mate. But yeah, the tears turned to laughter, and it was just a fucking amazing moment.
Any word?
Yeah. Okay. So two things. The umbilical cord just dries up and falls off if you leave it on. So
yeah,
that's how they realized that you could just cut it off. It just drops off.
What's the benefit of cutting it off, do you think?
Well, you don't have to have the placenta. You don't have to carry it around with you. Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, it's like a ball and chain.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It does make sense.
And so it dried up and fell off, and they're like, oh, we don't need this. Because like we talked about, the people who realized the first things in existence in the world, mm-hmm. like, that was a very long time ago. We've been here for a very long time. So that would have been pretty quick that they worked it out. They probably were eating it back in man cave.
Well, but there's nutrition in it. Like, I think people, like I was saying before, I think people make cakes and shit out of it.
Yeah. I mean, there's a direct correlation between people who use jade eggs and eating their own placenta.
I can see it being quite popular. Well, crystals and all that sort of thing.
Crystals, definitely. Chinese medicine, maybe.
Or actually, no, I think it's probably more likely. I could imagine our friend Stacey June doing like a placenta on the, you know, you can have like a,
yeah,
what's it called? Like a brace, like a necklace.
Yeah,
people put like fucking placenta in shit.
I've got no issue with it. Eat what you want. Eat your placenta. What's a bit weird is like when it's just stored in the freezer, because then there's a
chance. It's like a wedding cake.
Yeah, you have to understand if you were doing anything with your own placenta, people will probably, because it's not their own, it's like, who hasn't picked their nose? Who hasn't fucking...
But you don't put the snot in the freezer. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is the weirdness isn't... you don't have the weirdness to the thing that's come out of your body, mostly.
Yeah.
When it's an external person, it's fucking weird.
It's like people can stand their own smell of their own shit.
Or fart, yeah.
Fart more than they can.
Yeah, you know you're really in trouble if you're disgusted by your own fart.
Yeah, it's like, wow, what's that doing to the world? Anyway, or sometimes where it feels like it's not even you. That's the worst one for saying. Was that one me?
Yeah. Anyway. I tell you the worst thing is when you actually start realizing the smell of someone else's fart. Like, I don't have it with any of you guys, thankfully. Mm. But I've had people in my life where I'm like I reckon I could tell you the smell of my brother's fart.
Really? Does he eat? What sort of diet?
No, I don't even think it's anything to do with, maybe it has something, probably has something, but it's more just like, it's his flavor. It's weird. Anyway.
No, I get it. It's definitely like kids I grew up with.
Yeah, it's a real kiddie thing because you're just all Bronx farting on each other.
Sort of mixed in. Yeah, every kids, like the families would all have the laundry detergent
smell. Yeah, exactly.
And so you mix that with their fart. And yeah. It's like that's the family smell.
Mr. 97, second thing about the...
Innie, outie.
Yeah, so an umbilical hernia occurs... when a part of the intestine bulges into the belly button through a weak spot or hole in the wall of the belly, usually this causes a small outie belly button.
Okay, so you're saying...
I get people this who have outies are halfway there to a hernia.
I don't know if that's correct though, because what he's saying is the hernia... So I've trained a bunch of people...
I think you could see the hernia.
Really fat men with sort of protruding belly buttons. I had a client... that had a protruding belly button, an outie, but he also had fucked hernias. So maybe that was the causation of the outie.
Yeah.
Which that you're in trouble. What I'm saying is I don't know if there's, if you're born with an outie, it means you're going to get a hernia there.
I think that maybe if you have an outie, you're more likely to see it.
Or to see what?
If you have a hole in the backyard of your house, you're probably more likely to one day have a pool.
Okay, and?
That's my point. It's not like, just because you got a big hole in the back of in your backyard doesn't mean you're guaranteed to have a pool, but everything's sort of fucking there ready for it.
It's quite aligned. Okay.
Anyway.
You know what? If you got a pool in your backyard, back garden, good on you.
Well, with the wearing your pants at a certain level, today I decided to, I was going to wear different jeans.
Yeah, you've mixed it up.
They're actually, these are the same. Oh, because I've been wearing my chinos.
You've been wearing similar to my ones here.
So I've been wearing chinos and then I've got two pairs of jeans, both bought at the exact same time, same shape, brand, all that sort of thing. And I couldn't believe how different. And the reason that I had to sort of switch it up was because these ones, I was sort of had my hand sort of on my crotch or whatever, just sort of leaning. I was like, hang on, there's a fucking hole there.
You've had a blowout.
I've got a hole underneath. And I think it's from my, I think it's probably my walking maybe.
Yeah, okay.
So anyway, because I walk into work and I wear my jeans, I think.
If you're ripping your jeans from walking, what? How furiously are you walking?
Just if you think about how else, that's a more fucking likely.
You're like a soldier that lifts his leg up real high.
But how else do you think it would happen?
Just bending over. Sitting down.
I don't bend that much.
Yeah, I know. But
sitting, maybe, I was thinking maybe how I open my legs wide when I drive. Mm. I mean, it's going to happen from something. Mm. And I wonder, I wish I had the moment. We actually have a photo of you doing a fly kick when I was taking photos of you.
We'll post that up.
And there's one photo, one frame where his pants are fine. And then the next frame,
they're
a split.
Ripped. They're
so
ripped.
So we caught the moment.
I blew out so many of those drop crutch pants. You'd think you'd fucking have less chance of blowing out when there's more material around your crutch.
I think I am on the fence with the drop crutch.
They don't look good on you. I think
on me.
Cool.
I've never worn them.
I know, but they wouldn't.
How do you know?
Like, I just don't think you could swag them. Like, I don't think you'd just carry yourself. I don't think you'd carry yourself.
I just look like I've shit my pants.
Yeah.
Big nappy.
I don't know. You've got a look, and I'm not saying that. I think by saying that you'd look bad in them isn't that offensive. I just think you know you look.
Yeah.
You're more of just a sort of straight line guy.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's not sort of straight line. That's sort of more.
Definitely not. Like, I struggled getting into them, but I was encouraged by my wife. and I think I can now pull them off.
What was she saying?
Come these on, will look good on you because I was it. Like this, the hard change. Like I'm being, yeah, now I sort of realize it's a bit of an arsehole thing to
no, say I get, that you can't I wear get, like if there's one thing that I can't wear, if it's
drop crutch.
Yeah, I'm fine. Crutch or crutch?
I don't know. Anyway.
I think it's crutch. I think crutches are the things that you have when you
drop crutch?
I think
it's crutch.
Yeah.
Crotch.
When crotch. I was a kid, I remember it was a big thing fucking that up. But anyway, my jeans, I couldn't believe how different they are based on not having worn them much. So I couldn't end up wearing it because they were they were like skinny. These are like skinny jeans, but they're a little bit like, feel them.
So you're like I know. There's like a
little bit of
elastic,
pull to them.
Elastic denim or whatever.
And so I just didn't feel comfortable. I felt like a fucking.
But hang on. So you're saying.
Apple on a stick.
Have they been washed?
Yeah. Yeah. Or are you saying. Years.
Are you saying.
But I haven't worn them that much. I haven't worn them in years. So they've got all the same color. These ones I wear are sort of light in special sections and stuff where I keep my phone or wallet.
Yeah. At the gym last night, I don't know if you saw my the Insta story.
Yes.
The Gronk who left a lacy pair of underwear just next to the cross trainer.
There is a sense, I mean, you weren't at the Richmond
one. No, it's the St Kilda one. I have a theory though.
Orgies after.
It was late. It was late. So there wasn't many people around. But I was thinking, you know, when you wash clothes and things get caught in your clothes, so you might like lose a socket in your jean, but then you'll put your jeans on and then you fucking shake out a socket from the bottom.
So you think that's what's happened?
Yeah, but Amy and I spoke about it and Amy's like, maybe it was a guy that did that. You know, like a bigger pair of like tracky pants and then, you know, his miso was doing the washing together.
They could
They're
have
both
been
closer
the
together.
Hot miso at the gym.
Yeah, or I know. You can go real sick with the thinking of it.
But do you think Amy was off like, it's probably just some big bloke that accidentally dropped. But it could have also been orgies after hours.
Definitely not. It'd be boys' underwear because it's most likely that the gays are getting at it in the dunnies.
Why do you say that?
Just because it's a more of a chance. More of a chance.
At Fitness First, Richmond. 100%,
or at any of the gyms. Mm-hmm. Like
more of a culture of it. 100%. We've had Christian Hull on. He's no.
Yeah. There's just more DDF.
Yeah.
Like it's known, dude. Yeah. And one of the other things that I noticed, which was I was right up to the closing point. So I left the gym at like, I had a shower. I pushed it. I walked past and I said to the guy, how long we got? He said, mate, you look really fussy. He's like, oh, mate, we got like minimum 10 minutes. Maximum 10 minutes. And I was like, oh, sweet, enough time for a shower. I didn't say that because he would have panicked.
Yeah.
So I walked straight in, had a shower, came out. But I just felt this intensity from the person that's closing the business. And we had this the other week.
Where was this?
I mean, it's the opposite to the gym. It was at KFC.
Fuck KFC, Shepherd. I'm so disappointed.
I will say that KFC has disappointed many a times. It's like very dirty. It's always been very dirty. But we went to it because we were driving into town and it was just after we did the episode at the Big Strawberry and we needed to upload and there was nothing else open. And so it was 10 o'clock. It was after 10. Don't you think just before 10.
If there's McDonald's, KFC, all that sort of, like, isn't there just the assumption that you have to, like, provide food until you close?
This is the thing, and this is where I'm going. You're open.
Yeah.
And I've worked in gyms, and I've been probably the kid that's wanting to sort of, you know, have everyone wrapped up and out. And you try, it's always, the weird thing is, you're probably paid until 10:30. You're probably doing timesheets.
But they're thinking about like, especially in the ones that are taking money, they're thinking of, I've got to count the till. They probably have policies around can't count the till until everyone's gone.
But this is the weird thing where as I've got older, I look at that and think, like it's your job. If you're getting paid, like don't transfer the anxiety that you're closing onto the customer. Like just from a business perspective, it's not good.
Yeah.
It's, you know, if your brand is what people say about you, we're not talking well about KFC Shep.
Yeah. Well, KFC, the criticism there was nosing of burgers.
Oh, it was the attitude around, she said to me, what do you like? We don't have much. I was like, I'll have that. And she said, we don't have it. I said, well, maybe the better approach is you tell me what you got.
Yeah.
So I had to take control of this
four strips. You know, like it was very pathetic, wasn't it?
Yeah. And then, and so the thing around fast food is if you're open, aren't you open? Like your menu
is. It's meant to be fast.
Your menu is like cook it.
Yeah. Like the idea, like how hard is it to put a couple extra chicken strips on?
I wonder, and I said to you, I reckon the person who owns KFC Shepparton would be furious to know this. Mm. I think it's the rich dude, old mate that lives in Shep that has the private jet.
But do you think potentially from a business point of view, they're like, we're sick of having so many chicken strips. Why the fuck are you guys cooking so many chicken strips when there's only 10 minutes left in until we close?
Yeah.
Because I would do that.
Custom order, right?
But imagine if you worked at KFC and knew that any food, I mean, I remember I worked at McDonald's for 2 months and I remember that they were pretty specific around you couldn't eat like shit. Like you had to put it, like if someone didn't want it, there was like a bin. It was the saddest thing I've ever seen. Like it was, I actually got trauma from it. They would put.
Trauma because you wanted it?
Yeah, because they'd put full like meals. It's like, oh yeah, we can't like, and they'd put it in the bin.
Yeah.
It was outrageous. It was just like, anyway, I just feel like if there was a policy where it's like, hey, yeah, like if you work at Baker's Delight, I had a friend growing up that worked at Baker's Delight, the amount of bread she would get. We're actually talking to 3D Dill about his sister who works in a bakery.
Yeah.
What's it called?
What is it?
Superstore Bakery.
Yeah, I always like the names from Canada of what the businesses are.
Well, it's like a Woolies or whatever, and she works in the bakery section.
Yeah.
One criticism of Woolworths and Coles around the butcher, they won't or very rarely will they cut a piece of meat like a lamb. So say if you buy a lamb and it's too big for our pressure cooker, if you go to a local butcher, you can say, can you cut that in half?
Yeah.
I've walked around Coles and Woolies before being like, hey, is there anyone who can cut this? Yeah, and they say no.
It's a premium. So you pay a premium at a local butcher, but that's what you get.
Yeah. So anyway, 3D Deal, your sister works at a bakery.
Yeah.
What are the perks that you get at the bakery?
Like we get a discount, like a friends and family discount at the grocery store itself.
Okay.
Which is nice.
What's the percentage? And does it work out because you're the coupon king? Does it still work out better not going to the super? What is it called? Superstore. Superstore. The superstore, just superstore.
It's actually the real Canadian superstore.
The real Canadian superstore. Of course it is. I think everything's the real Canadian.
Yeah.
Is the basketball game, is that on today?
I have to double check that.
Because I love jumping on a bandwagon.
I know you do.
In fact, there's just so much. And when you get four blokes watching basketball.
Yeah.
We're all yelling at each other trying to explain like, oh yeah, what they're doing there. That's the goaltending. Goaltending there. No, I think they're definitely, we're going to definitely see it go this way. It's but anyway, so you get a discount. What's the discount that you get from the Canadian, what is it called? Say it one more time.
The Real Canadian Superstore.
The Real Canadian Superstore.
Yeah.
What discount do you get?
I think it's 10%, but it's 10% is a pretty standard employee discount across most places in Canada.
And so does your sister ever bring home like,
She'll bring home cookies, cupcakes, sometimes cake.
Cake's good.
Loaves of bread sometimes.
Mm-hmm. What's the best, do you think, employee benefit that you know of
in any company? I reckon this one's pretty good. I've got a mate who worked at Qantas. Not even like he wasn't a flight attendant, wasn't a pilot. It was just like he was working in the points system, like the program, like a loyalty thing.
It's a good area.
For 5 years, he would get on the standby.
Oh, yeah.
And it's at like, they pay something like.
They pay the
10%,
tax.
Yeah. It's like 10% of the fare.
Well, yeah, which is the tax.
And so it's like.
So cheap.
And so you could fly business class and it would normally cost.
$3,000 to LA.
No, like return, like say return, five and a half or whatever, I think. Business class. $550.
It's amazing. And then you just fly. Like
And then you sit around. I love lounges. Yeah. Like airport. Like that would be the dream.
I know someone who was on this or he got put onto a standby flight because he knew someone. It was like he just got onto it. But he rocked up to the airport 3 days in a row and didn't get the flight.
Really? I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, I know. The thing is, it's like the luxury you get. No, definitely not.
Okay.
So yucky. The luxury you get from being on this list is great. Like Apple is all right. I think you get 15%. I got
you get
friends
one
and family.
25%. I think there's like once a year you get one opportunity for 25%.
I thought it was like there's a cash amount that it adds up to that you can spend it. Anyway, I got a girlfriend from years and years ago.
Jesse?
Year 7.
Okay.
Year 7, Lexi.
Apple wouldn't have been opening when you were in year 7.
No, definitely not. But her little bro saw him years later working at the Apple store.
Oh, great. Was he a Genius Bar guy?
I don't know. No, he must have been just hooning around. So just
had an iPad. Hey, mate, how can I help you?
Yeah, anyway, he helped me.
Really?
He got me the discount. Which was amazing. Like it was a $2,500 laptop or something, which was 10% off.
Do you still have his? Doesn't him work on there, man. Where does he work now?
It's much harder to get it now. Mm. It's a bit, they've got to really get. Oh, that's right. Because Amy's housemate, Kian, shout out to Kian, lives in London now. He worked at the Genius Bar.
Did you say Amy's housemate?
Old housemate. Yeah,
old housemate, yeah.
Yeah, Amy's old housemate. Yeah, when we first met, Kian, he worked at the Genius Bar, but it was all about he had to get it. Mm. It was not as easy as how I did it.
Well, growing up, what were the premium jobs?
Mate, growing up, they're fucking not even grown up. What do you mean?
No, well, so I'll give you an example. In the southeast, working at Aldi, when Aldi opened up in Endeavour Hills, I was like, the talk of the school was, mate,
but we're talking,
you get $22 an hour and you get to sit down.
Oh, because at the, mate.
They sit down. Yeah.
That's which, lazy as
fuck. So, but were there anything like that, 90 Sebs?
I think, to the later years of high school, it was Aldi. But really? I mean, like office works and stuff, you get 20% off as an employee.
Really? What about movie? Like, what about like village cinemas? I feel like that was a really cool one.
Yeah. Well, if you're a police officer or something, you get free movies.
Do you?
Yeah.
And you get Molly,
yeah, help us out.
And you get, is this true?
And I'm pretty sure you get big discounts on fast food.
Actually, Josh will probably get in first because he's utilised the fuck out of Molly's. He takes their badge to the
Maccas. Yeah, Molly, if you could make some calls to the Collingwood McDonald's. But I remember that because a good thing is, especially when I worked at the worst McDonald's in Australia called Doveton McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, it sounds.
And I had the last shift I ever did was I was working in drive-thru. And I've told this story before, but if you're new around here, welcome. but I was serving in the drive-thru, and I had a few what I would describe as junkies in a car.
The worst combination, junkies in a car. Yeah, get off the road, you junkie.
Exactly. And they're can I have a Kit Kat McFlurry? I said, sorry, we don't do Kit Kat McFlurries.
Have they ever done them?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, it's fucking.
It was their desire, their dream. Yeah. Dream big.
I said, no, we don't have it. They said, I want a Kit Kat McFlurry. And they're getting real fucking aggressive. Anyway, they then spray me in the face.
What with?
With Windex.
Oh, yuck.
And so I'm like closing the fucking thing. And anyway, so that was a good excuse.
You.
It was a great excuse to say to mum and dad, I'm not doing it anymore.
I'm glad you did it though, because having a job when you're young is important, I think.
The soap that they use at McDonald's is still the soap that was like being used back in the day. Because I know, like when I wash my hands at a McDonald's, other than the one in, there was a cherry soap.
Dude, don't fucking bury the lead,
there was
dude.
A cherry soap at the Gippsland Maccas. What?
Bury the lead that you know what the soap from Maccas smells like. It just means you've spent way too much time there.
No, but you know, like
I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
The soap at the Fitness First has been pretty consistent. You know, that's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. No, I get it. Yeah. Actually, that's one thing I'd like to do.
What's that?
Give blood.
Yeah, it's good. We could tie it into a Fat Friday because when you give, so I used to train this guy who is like, there's a bit of a you can gamify it. Mm. So you can do so many donations that you get like these plaques and shit. So one of my clients, Robert, he was a serial donator. Such a lovely guy.
Yeah.
He brought me in matzo balls. Really? But Jewish guy.
He was there for the trophies.
Maybe. But he's also there to help.
Joke. I know. But the fact that that you're pushing the plaques as the.
Well, I think it's for people out there. If there's anything. So what he used to say though is like, I love the food after. So you get sausage rolls. Mm. party pies, 3D deal. I don't know if you'd be able to. I wonder if a Canadian citizen,
I don't know,
could donate here.
As a Canadian, I can, but myself, I don't think I can because of when I've gotten my tattoos.
No, it's within a certain. The rule is: have you been to a brothel in the last 6 months? Have you had a tattoo in the last 6 months?
Oh, if it's 6 months, then yeah, I'm okay. Then.
What, the brothel bit? Walked into that deal.
Is that really a thing?
Yeah.
So you go through a list.
What's the difference between having sex and having sex for money? Like giving money for sex?
I think it's just, I don't know. It could be a higher chance of sexually transmitted disease as a brothel. I don't know.
97, it was just can you just look there. At the whole list of things?
Eligibility criteria.
It's talking about unprotected sex. It's talking about
mad cow disease. If you've been in England in between certain periods of time.
Yeah, but then there's also, I think there was something around... I don't know how to homosexual sex, gay sex. Mm-hmm. It was like something around that.
Yeah.
Have you been actively, mm-hmm. something around that. Anyway, it might have changed now. But this was a lot of years ago. Mm-hmm. So you'd chocolate milk after orange juice. You're going to get that blood sugar back up. So there is something we could, like I went in there when I was young and did a segment and we filmed it, never edited it. It was just fell a bit flat.
Have you still got the footage?
I reckon I've got it somewhere. On a hard drive, on one of the 30 hard drives I've got. Yeah. We could probably pull it out, but it was me getting my blood done. And then, so I contacted the PR person and then she was great. So I'm sure that they would let us actually do the daily talk show from the seats. So you get these kickback seats, they take your blood, they get your whatever plasma.
Are you a bit scared?
Not at all. It's so nice.
Thick needle?
Yeah, it's pretty thick, but they put it in, then you just like.
All you're thinking about is the plaque.
That's so far away. You got to give so much blood to get there. So that's like I've got my commitment.
How often can you do it? So 97, what's the whole, give us the rundown. What's the requirements?
Yeah. So over 18, under 70, you can't have had a tattoo in the past 4 months.
4 months.
Be pregnant or giving birth, have a heart condition, low in iron, or lived in the UK for a total of 6 months or more between January 1, 1980 and 1996.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't be engaged at at-risk sexual activity in the past 12 months.
Or use recreational drugs.
Yeah.
Okay, they've definitely changed that. Drugs and needles.
Recreational drugs and then going overseas in the 4 months before your donation.
I reckon they used the overseas one.
That's interesting.
Say that again.
You can't have gone overseas in the 4 months prior to giving your blood.
So 3D deal couldn't do it.
I couldn't.
Definitely couldn't do it.
I guess he can be in charge.
That was ages ago in America. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. But I think
it's a great idea. It's so good. Like it is a really good thing. I remember they have this bus that drives around Australia.
It was in
Shepparton. It would like rock up and you could just go down there. It's really good.
Do you remember, did any of you guys get your tonsils out?
Nah. I just got my wisdom teeth. Mm. What did you get your tonsils
out? No, I didn't. My brother Jake did though. And I remember you talking about the food offering reminds me of me wishing that I'd get my tonsils out because he got ice cream and jelly for breakfast. And it was celebrated. Like everyone was so nice to him. It's like, oh, Jakey, are you okay? He's just there. So like, I don't want to eat. I don't think he even wanted to eat these ice cream. I was just like, how the fuck? I'm like, my tonsils are sore.
Sick.
Yeah, I'm just like, why don't I get my tonsils out,
no,
mum?
No, you don't want that.
Shut up, Josh.
You don't want that.
So can I have ice cream? No, Josh.
Got a very funny message from Weddings by Jess, who follows us on Insta and listens to the show. She said, I had to stop myself laughing on the train when you were talking about dads being basic. This was from yesterday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She said, my dad's favorite snack in the world is... licorice all sorts.
It's so true. Another interesting fact about licorice, gives you high blood pressure.
Why?
Don't know. Can you look it up, 97? But I know that is a common, talking about basic dad conversations.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I went to the doctors the other day. They couldn't bloody believe my blood pressure. And then it turns out I had licorice.
I've been eating too much licorice.
Well, if you just have licorice, you can sort of push it up to make it look worse than it is.
That's weird.
What are you finding there?
Because what's in it? Just sugar?
It's got some acid. I've got no idea how to say that.
Yeah, it's
which sets off a well-understood chain reaction of biochemical events in the body resulting to high blood pressure.
Isn't it amazing?
Do you mean aniseed?
Nah, it's glycyrrhizinic.
Got it.
Yep.
Interesting though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's weird. So if you got high blood pressure, if you're a bit red in the face, it's
settled down under licorice.
And you're eating a bag of licorice.
That's why all the dads are always so angry. It's because they're eating licorice and just getting fucking yelling at the kids.
Speaking of Fat Fridays, it is tomorrow.
Yeah, Brie asked what we were doing.
We don't know yet, but what we do know is in a week's time, we will be having cookies from Alexandra. This is amazing. She emailed us and said, guys, I'm inspired by Marianne who did your Uber Eats, you know, surprise order.
Perfect.
I bake cookies and I want to give you some cookies.
This is great. So 97 brought up a good point before we started the show.
Yeah.
Is she just posting them to us?
She said that she said, what's your address? Because I think I'll just mail, probably the easiest way to get them. Have a great day.
Oh, that's good.
So, I mean, I've never received cookies in the mail.
Yeah. Food, I guess you can do. I guess Hey Tiger wouldn't have a business if they couldn't fucking deliver food.
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate the effort going to, because I know what it takes to mail merch.
Yeah. Have we done the hats yet or when's that?
Happening today. We can probably send them.
Oh, yeah.
Today.
Do you want to put that in Asana?
Yeah. It's in Asana.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Perfect. Oh, that's good. So everyone should be getting the Gronk squad who won the hats.
Yeah.
They should be getting them in the next, 5 days or something. That's exciting.
And your video, I mean, the video of you and us trolling you.
Yeah, the 2,000 calorie stitch up.
Yeah. I mean, it's done well.
I think it resonates with both sides of the fence. Those who could smash that amount of lollies without a, problem. Amy.
Yeah, yeah. We've all got that guilty pleasure, that treat that we could just go to town on if no one's looking or if everyone's around too.
Do you know what it used to be for me? I've had many, but the one that...
No, I don't know if it... I think it's just it is added to the list of things that you still could
do. This one's really bad though. But Mum made cupcakes once and there was in the fridge the container of icing.
Oh, no,
and I'll just, you know how people treat peanut butter and they get it like a scoop in it?
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's what I was doing. And I was eating, I finished the whole thing.
Oh, no.
And it was actually my ears would ring every time I had, there was so much, my blood sugar levels went so off. It was I was just the fridge.
No good, dude.
It's delicious.
It's no good. Anyway, we'll work out
Sara
what we're doing.
Lee. I think was the brand. Oh. So what are we doing tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll work that out today. We've still got 24. Yeah.
One other annoying thing before we go, my neck beard. My beard in general. It's all over the place. My shaver takes AA batteries, so I need to put it in Asana to bring batteries home.
We've actually got some that you can take home.
Yes, thank you. Pack it. Oh, that would be good. Because it's annoying.
We've literally built out a business to cater for your personal needs.
No, I appreciate it. Well, we need to sort out the snacks. But today we also have the property manager coming to our apartment to check on things.
I thought you were talking about this.
No,
property.
Don't stress. They'll be fine with the wall.
I mean, the great studio that we've built.
Yeah.
And the great side.
It's a value add. It's a value add.
Yeah, sure.
and the fire protection people came and they were fine with it all.
Yeah.
But the last time, a few years ago, when I had a property manager come to my house, you would have remembered this.
Yeah.
I was in Auckland and Brie was, she was at work.
Yeah.
And the property managers came over and we had the two security cameras that we have here, our temporary cameras here, we had it in our apartment. And so I just, when I was in Auckland, just jumped on being like, oh, I wonder what, there's motion. I wonder if it's them.
Yeah.
I had no intention of watching the whole thing, but before you know it, you got to open. It's like, oh, maybe I'll just hear what they say.
Yeah.
And so they were saying, the first they were complimenting us. They're like, do you reckon they cleaned this especially for us? Because this is ridiculous.
You guys do, well, Brie keeps a pretty tight ship.
Yes. And so, but Brie she was always really severe. Like, oh, pick up your clothes. Like, it was such a good excuse. Like, the property managers are coming today. Make sure. And I know nowadays it's like, they're not fucking looking for how much laundry. Like Brie would even empty the basket. She couldn't even have anything in the laundry basket as if we can't let them know that anyone lives here.
It looks like an IKEA display suit.
Exactly. But the great thing is we heard a conversation where they were like, the property manager was saying, I think we could easily, they got to my podcast set up. I had at the time microphones and production stuff and like, oh, this is nice. And they're like, oh, I think we could up their rent. I don't think that's going to be a problem. Yeah. And so basically I knew that they were going to up my rent. And also they were saying how clean we are and like the best tenants and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, so then
I fucking front footed all of it. I'm just like, if like we are, and we ended up going through multiple landlords and stuff. So not landlords, multiple property managers in the end, because we just like front footed the whole thing and said, hey, we want X, Y, and Z done, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And so that was funny. But the thing is we don't have the security cameras. So today we don't know what's going on in our house.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like people being able to come into properties. There was
I was going to take a photo of my bookshelf. I'm worried they're going to fucking take one of my books.
Yeah. Who was it? Someone, I heard a story recently that their security cameras all went out and they were like, fuck, what's happened? And this never happens. And so because they initially saw someone enter the property and then the cameras all went out. And they're like, fuck, to call the cops, someone's entered. And then the cops came around.
Really?
No, it was electricians that had been given a key to come in to do some works on the property.
Really?
I don't know who told us that recently. Maybe it was my bro.
But the cops, because I always wonder about that. Like if we saw something happening, well, someone breaking in.
You've got to be a bit hyperbolic. You've got to actually say, like if you wanted cops to come down real quick, you'd be, you know, there is a break in to happen.
And
on
I think
camera.
I saw a gun.
The gun they'll be here in 2 minutes.
I watched a great documentary on swatting the other day, which is
full on.
Just fucking. Have you seen? I feel like 3D deal would be.
It's like an American thing. We don't have a SWAT team here in Australia.
We got SWAT teams.
No. We don't have SWAT.
We don't have militarized police. Really.
What's special weapons?
Special weapons unit.
Like we have like the.
We have SWAT.
No, we don't. We have SOG, Special Operations Group.
We have like
we don't have SWAT. What is I don't think
special weapons and tactics team.
I don't know if it's called SWAT in Australia. Can you see that?
Well, it might be a different.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But
specialist response group.
If you type in Australia, is it existing?
Yeah, specialist response group.
Specialist.
That is our SWAT.
Okay. It's like the equivalent of saying
we don't have an
FBI.
Hardcore. I don't. Yeah. FBI, CIA. It all sounds a bit more hardcore because it's from the movies.
What about this? When I was working at the fire brigade. I can talk about it now because it was such a long time ago. There's a few things I got to do. One of them was counter-terrorism video content.
Yeah, I like that.
So they closed at 3 a.m, all of the joint emergency services ran drills. So they had actors who were just being fucking in a terrorist act and
a terrorist attack
and all that sort of thing. And it was an opportunity for all of the fireys, the police and all that sort of thing to test out all their abilities.
I didn't tell you, the guys from Cloakroom, great production company, they filmed, they showed me because they were like, they did a deal with the special forces or whatever it was. It's like, we need to be able to have some of this footage because most of it is like very fucking can't be shown, can't be spread because they're showing tactics that they use in the field, which you can't know about.
Yeah.
But he showed me some of the stuff that he could show me. Crazy, like real bullets, like fucking legit shit. Yeah, so it's similar.
Well, even at the fire brigade, they would have the bomb squad come in and teach all the recruits about the bombs and shit like that and the pipe bombs and all. It was very interesting.
Mate, and you know, we think we have a hard job.
Well, no, I reckon, but that's a good thing about our job is that we have an excuse. It's like we got to meet the scientist, you know, the soil scientist or whatever.
Yeah.
What was he called?
A hydrogeologist.
Hydrogeologist. Yeah. Like, we're pretty lucky that we're just a couple of gronks who get to meet these cool people.
I heard a guy talking about wealth and just sort of different ways of looking at wealth and having accumulating wealth in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things was maybe wealth to you is actually not having to be a laborer your whole life because your body doesn't put up with it. It's easy work in terms of it's required. There's lots of demand for it. So you think you should go for it. But maybe wealth is finding a job that allows you to do something
different. To sit down.
Well, the guy, the Uber that I had the other morning, he said to me, I said, oh, you know, do you like it or something? He's like, yeah. Oh, no. He said, I used to drive trucks around Melbourne. It's hard. You're in the city like during the day. It'd be fucking dangerous.
Trucks are annoying.
Big truck. Driving. And then I said, what do you think about Uber? And, you know, what do you think about driving the midnight, the night shift?
Good dad chat in the Uber.
It was. But he's saying
what
it's
time
easy.
What time do you start?
He's saying he starts at 7 p.m., finishes at 7 a.m. But he was saying it's easy driving at night. But I was like, I don't know if easy, like if that's not my mission to do easy, to just sit around, you know.
Well, there's less, I guess there's the price you're paying is you're going in a completely different time than everyone else is.
Well, he said he makes similar money to the day. It's safer. And
at night, it's safer.
Safer at night, less cars on the road.
Safer and driving,
in terms of Gronks using it. But then, I mean, not many, like you need to have a credit card and a smartphone to get an Uber in the first place.
And we know that, there's no Gronks that have smartphones
or
and credit cards. That's,
there's tracking. They'll give any Gronk a credit card.
Exactly. Even if it is quite fraudulent. It's a Daily Talk Show. Hi at the Daily Talk Show. .com is the email address. Please, if you're watching this on YouTube, if you come this far, give us a like, subscribe. The subscriber numbers are slowly rising, which is great.
Yeah.
Appreciate also the Apple Podcast reviews.
And Gronk Squad, Unleash, can you, like, we need to get the Instagram firing.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps on going under 1,000, above 1,000, under 1,000. I feel like if you aren't following on Instagram, we need you. We need you, Gronks.
Mr. 97, I saw that in the show notes there's a photo. I think this must have been from yesterday. You put a photo of the camera that's on the Game Boy.
Yes. Yeah. Is that the right one?
Yes. So that's a cartridge. Yeah.
$20.
That's how much it would cost.
$20 on eBay.
What did I say? I said 60 maybe?
I've got the whole Game Boy with that in it. I don't know if that's worth more. $20 seems, this is the annoying thing. As a kid, you think of Tarzos and shit like that. You're like, this is my superannuation. This is how I'm going to retire. And the reality is it's like, it's not worth anything. No. It's all fucking junk.
All the basketball cards that mum kept.
Yeah. Does she still have them?
Still has them. Still.
NBL or NBA?
NBA.
Because
no way.
If you did NBL.
Fucking hell.
Bad investment.
I went through all the Tarzos and the Pogs and like she had a whole thing and it was, it was... They're worth nothing. I looked on eBay. It's useless.
I think we could do a whole weekend banter next month.
Mm.
We should get Peter Shepherd with the Pokemon stuff.
Just assumed that he's in Pokemon because he liked my Pokemon reference yesterday.
Definitely. Which he loved.
He did.
Pokemon.
I think we should definitely. I think we could get Pete Shepherd. I wonder who else.
It's his mantra for his business now. I've got to catch them all.
I wonder if Scooter Derek ever got into all that stuff.
I think there's probably something around people bringing in something nostalgic from their childhood.
Oh, that's a good
We've
idea.
All got something at the parents' place.
Yeah. I mean, mum and dad have given all of my shit to me, which is now in our cage.
Yeah. I mean, some parents.
Yeah.
Appreciate their kids more than others.
Yeah, no. That's okay. I think I'm okay. That's a Daily Talk Show. We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
See you guys.